Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. You're looking amazing this morning. Come on, clap for the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Close your eyes, let us pray. Your two hands are lifted up to Jesus. Father, we honor you.
Head of the church, triumphant, we joyfully adore thee. Till now, my members shall sing like the Lord. We live.
Raise your voice and cry out and give to God. We live at, we bless. Sing it for the last time. We live at, we blessed. Heavenly Father, give you the glory, we give you the uttermost praise. You are God alone and God by yourself. This morning we solicit your help in thanksgiving. We give thanks with remembrance. We remember all the things that our mind can recollect that you have delivered us from. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your protection. Thank you that your mighty hand is still with us in our incoming and outgoing. You are faithful. We are grateful. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. This morning, we have no strength of our own. We cannot do anything when you are not part of it. We solicit your mercy. Holy Spirit, let your presence, let your fullness break forth like the box of alabaster. And let the fragrant oil smear all over our lives. In the precious name of Jesus, we come against every demonic presence, interference, intrusion, interruption. Let the order of the enemy crumble in the name of Jesus. Let anything that will impede the penetration of your word, let it be foiled. Let it be thwarted in the name of Jesus the Christ. I ask your help. In the name of Jesus, do us good. We will be careful to return all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. 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 Hallelujah. You're looking amazing this morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. This morning, we are here live at the Comfort and Isaac Amponsah Memorial Temple here in the city of Accra, Tesano specifically. We're transmitting live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. We're also live on Amansan Television and GN Television. Good morning to all our friends on Facebook Live and to all our lovely online church on YouTube. Good morning to you. I bring greetings to all our partners who are on podcast live. My name is Kofi Odro. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on this, reminding you that Alabaster International Ministry is bringing you this live broadcast service. Whilst you are all set, our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we seek to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We demand to see Jesus. We require to see Jesus. We have placed an appointment to be with the Christ. The reason why we are here this morning is the Christ. The reason why we have subscribed and connected, the reason why we are on the page is to see Jesus. Phenomenally, this was what they came all over to see. We have also this morning, ladies and gentlemen, have come from the city of Accra, from every part of it, to see the Christ. Having read you this, I will go further and read arguably the most relevant scripture of our time right now. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Key Bible gives a heading of Kokobo, warnings to the church, warning to the body of Christ, a warning to the nations, a warning to humanity, a warning, something is coming on the face of the earth. The Bible said it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth. It is a profound scripture. It is a profound relevance. The essence of the scripture is it's extremely relevant. It's relevant to the Christian, to the Muslim. It's relevant to the idol worshiper. It's relevant to the occult worshiper. It's relevant to the person that joins a sect. It's relevant. Relevant. God is speaking. Pay attention. God, he is speaking. Pay attention. It is relevant. The Bible said, take heed or be careful, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. There is a day coming that it does not come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth, black and red, green and blue, whoever it is, people that are elite and illiterate. It will come upon the rich, the poor, the intermediary. It will come upon people that are educated and people who are not. It will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth. It is going to come upon everybody that dwell on the face of the earth, to war-torn areas and to peaceful areas. It's going to come to the elites and to the illiterates. It will come to the people who acknowledge God and his Christ, and people who resent and hate him and his Christ. It is going to come upon covenanted people and come upon people who are not covenanted, upon every man that is upon the face of the earth, married and unmarried, single or separated, divorced, or you know, whatever. It is coming to the adult, to the child. Something is coming as a snare.
I'm reminding the church. When you're free, also I'm a winner also. Still reminding you that you are a stranger and a pilgrim on earth. We are whole world. You know, it doesn't matter how astute you have become. It doesn't matter how, you know, profound you have become. It does not matter how sophisticated you have become. Still, we are whole world. It doesn't end there. We are not here. Says here, you may not see it. When the person is laid down, lifeless like a stone, then you will know the features. Everything is dust, ashes. And from a wall, come in a maba hanopay. Some from any tiny more, the car cannot drive the way it drove to this place. The ties are carrying something. Life. The Bible said, and God breathed into man the nostrils of man that ruach nafish, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That is what is making you stand here. Be careful. Be very mindful that it does not go through your head. That you lift your shoulders and lift up yourself, because that can be taken out in just a twinkle of an eye. That is making me talk. Without that, I am emotionless and lifeless. Ordinary person. Have you realized, ladies and gentlemen, before I allow you to take your seats, have you come to a realization that the moment a man dies, he loses his identity? Your name and reputation, your accolades and who you are, the kind of dressing and fashion you have adopted yourself, the level of lifestyle you have adopted yourself to, instantly you lose all that reputation. A serious fashionist can be handled by an undertaker who is not a fashionist. Oh yeah. Somebody who, when he was alive or she was alive, was a very, very articulate and particular about the fashion that he possessed. Yet, the moment you die, it doesn't matter anymore. And so I am going to talk to you about some very relevance, that the hatred is not necessary. Yeah, the jealousy is not necessary. The envy is not necessary. The pride is not necessary. The carnality is not necessary. Materialism is not necessary. Urbanization is not necessary. Yeah, civilization have made us drifted very far away from the love of God and the express, you know, love of God that he has expressed to humanity, to the point that we have come to that place and determined that there is no God. So the Bible said in Psalm number 14 and verse number 1, also in Psalm number 60, one of the Psalms, let me stick to 14 and verse number 1. The Bible said, it is a foolish fool that saith in his heart that there is no God. They have corrupt, they have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good in that particular sphere. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon, the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, and if there was any that seek God. In verse number 3 of Psalm 14, the Bible said, they are all gone aside or astray, and they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, not even one. The Bible continues and say, you know, categorically, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? The people who sin, the people who commit atrocities, wickedness against humanity. The Bible is asking, are they all fools? Is there anyone who still commit iniquity and yet they have not found the knowledge of God. And this is why Jesus was asking, if the Son of Man come, shall he find faith upon the earth? He asked another question, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? And therefore, the author of Romans made it clearly. Romans 8 verse number 1, the Bible was talking about a discourse of, you know, he said, now therefore, there's no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. In other words, the people who do not walk after the flesh but after the spirit, there is no more condemnation for them because they have been engrafted into Christ Jesus. They have assimilated into Christ Jesus. They have, you know, been inaugurated into the family of God. They have been incorporated into the family of God. The moment I lifted up my hands unto Jesus Christ and said, I accept you to be my lawful, my Lord and my Savior, instantly that day I lost the identity of Kofi Odro and I became Jesus Christ. Jesus! Just like him. Talk just like him. Behave just like him. My name is written in the book of life. The Bible says, if my people which are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray, if they will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. In other words, his name has been placed on us. It is like a manufacturer has produced a product, and then because he is so proud of the product, he puts his integrity and his name on the product. He brands the product, and the product is Christ. That is why we can be called Christians. The product is Christ. I want to see Jesus, not a theologian. I want to see Jesus, not a preacher. I want to see Jesus, not a good pulpiteer. I want to see Jesus, not a good elicitator. I want to see Jesus, not a good public speaker. I want to see Jesus, not a prophet. I want to see Jesus, not a man. I would like to see Jesus, not an apostle. I came here to seek Christ. Anopay is not a ceremony. No. It's not a ceremony. There are too many churches. Where? Too many churches. Way along the route where you were coming. You could have avoided this one. You can never come here. It is the Spirit of God that does that. The Spirit of God that led you here. And God has a very reason, you know, precise, absolute, specific, vivid, vivacious, a splendiferous reason why you are standing in this building. Therefore, I will not waste time and I will not beat about the bush. It will be straight to the point. That very reason, the Christ, I determined not to know anybody except Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 1. I determined. It was a determination. You know, when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with the excellency of speech and wisdom. And speaking or preaching and teaching the word of the Lord. In verse number 2, my determination as a preacher and a pulpiteer, as an end time prophet, is to declare the Christ and him crucified, is to declare that he is coming again and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. My determination is to tell people that Christ is not only your savior, he is also your judge. Your judge is Jesus Christ. Yeah, your judge. John 5:22. He is your judge. The Father also will not judge anybody. He has entrusted or committed all judgment unto the Son, Jesus Christ. He is your judge. So the God that is love and kind and faithful and kind and favorable is also a judge. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. You may be seated. You're looking amazing. Everybody looking sweet and lovely and amazing. When we close, take a selfie of yourself and put it on your status and tell the people I told you that you are looking articulate. I want to brofuana. You're looking meticulously articulate. You're looking idiosyncratically sophisticated. Okay, I could open a dictionary. When you're growing, you need to say a good amen. I give God the glory for the lives of everybody in this place. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a joy for me. Allow me to present to you the cause of God's word. I've been looking carefully at the scripture, you know, we read. And out of that particular scripture, I am looking, you know, to put a very meaningful culmination to this one. And so I found this by the Spirit of God in 2 Chronicles chapter number 27 and verse number 6. 2 Chronicles, the Bible was talking about in the whole chapter, the one of the, you know, refined kings of Israel. And the Bible declares emphatically clear that this particular king was unique. He did what was right in the eyes of God. The verse 6 says, so Jotham is his name, became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Jotham, he became very great. Let's read from verse number 1 so that you can be able to understand what I am building on this one. Please help me on this thing. Jotham was mighty. In verse number 1, the Bible said, and Jotham, when he was 25 years old, the Bible said he began to reign. In other words, God raised somebody at the age of 25 and he began to reign. And the Bible said he reigned for 16 years in Jerusalem. That means that he's a grandson of King David. This is a royal. His mother's name, the Bible said, was Jerusha. And the Bible said that Jerusha was the daughter of Zadok, the priest of God. That particular priest who was in the cabinet of David. He was a pastor's daughter. In other words, this Jotham is coming from the lineage of a preacher, of a man of God that feared God. He grew up from the course, just like God said, I know Abraham that he will command his children after me concerning the ordinances and the precepts of God's word. Oh, how I wish that Ghana has some kind of a person that will instruct this nation after God. You know, when I look at the patriarchs and matriarchs of faith, you know, the fathers of faith or Zion, the mothers of Zion, like Christiana Dotete, when I look at somebody like Steve Mensah, Nicholas Duncan Williams, when I look at people like Mensah Otterbell, when I look at people like Ransford Obey, when I look at people like Opokunina, when I look at people who are fathers of faith, you know, mothers of faith, like Sam Crunchy Ankra, Ajin Asari. When I look at people like that, and I look at the Yenya Yetidi Womanase, and Womachi, if they are going to hand over the baton to us, for us to carry on with the harvest of souls and the preaching of the gospel and the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit, then I feel that there's something is wrong, because we, the coming and the emerging generation, our level is just too low comparatively to these people that have worked with God. I was, you know, analyzing the other day that Mama Christiana Duterte have worked with God and preached the gospel for 45 years. This is the 46th year, and we have not yet had any demeaning, marginalizing or maligning dot of tarnishing to her image. You know, people have done the work of God in integrity, spotlessness, wrinkleless. Yeah, they have done, they have followed God in the uprightness of heart, in the fear of God, you know, and preach without greed. Preach without bringing the name of the Lord to disrepute. I'm telling you, Mitimi wunu se yejidi eni mo ha. Yejidi eni mo ha. Mishye, you know, sir, if the names I mentioned, if they want to show off what the Lord has done for them, ube bai wenu. But there are three things that are keeping them. Christian character, number one. Number two, Christian discipline. Number three, Christian training. I'm going to mention these three things again. Write it down. Number one, Christian character. Number two, Christian discipline. And number three, Christian training. You will find the fear of God in the three of this. You will find the people trample at God's word in these things. I'm telling this generation, you are backslidden. My job as an end time prophet is a voice crying in the way of the Lord and preparing the ways of God, making his path straight. At the Fimia Benyamifi, it's my job and my assignment as a prophet commissioned over this nation and to bring order and sanity to the pulpit and to the integrity of the altar of God and to the body of Christ. It is not a joke. I am and I have a mandate to come to your house. I will rebuke you sharply with Christian rebuke and put you back in order. That is my job and that is my assignment. I realize that any probably and penny will come and partner and person will be we don't like it. It means that that person is an enemy. That is how our governments from Nkrumah till today have operated. If there is a government in power and you say anything oxymoronic or contradictory to what they are doing, they feel you are an enemy and they feel you are a hater. If I stand here and I preach truth to power, to Nana Dodankwa Akufo-Addo's government, they feel that I hate them. But I am telling you, the people who are rather praising you, they are the enemies. The people who cannot look at you in the face and tell you the truth, they are rather the enemies. And they are not only the enemies of this nation. They are enemies of the cross of Christ. They are enemies of the gospel of Christ. They are tear. Me see tear. Wait here. Wait here. Enemies. Enemies of the cross. When there is a ditch ahead of you and nobody can tell you, be careful. When you are going into that ditch, your fall will be massive. Your fall will be massive. So the Bible said that in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. If you are in the midst of people that can counsel you with Christian character counsel, with Christian, you know, disciplinary counsel, and with Christian training counsel, then you will be careful at least. You know, let me use the opportunity this morning, live on W3, to pay homage and pay tribute to my father, who will be in 10 come Saturday, who is going home after he passed on at the age of almost 100 on the 12th of December. This coming Saturday, the 18th of September, right here at the Amponsam Memorial Temple, Mr. Samson William Kweku Osaigbonsu will be going home. And I am trusting God in the name of the Lord Jesus that we can learn some lessons from a man who lived for almost a century. I was collecting, you know, pictures from his archives and his stuff. Some of the pictures I have never seen before. And I realized, you know, that when you prepare, so which is what? Prepare your ways. Prepare your ways. And found OBS is what with Jimmy Kakra. Obefa baby Jimmy nominee are there. It's normal. Yeah, TA OBS Jimmy Payne. Me am TA me Jimmy Payne. You know, me, you, the kind of lifestyle Christo Yesu Shiaye. Now what you free mono. OBA de or Ebia new demoha. There are certain paths that you wish you never went there. There are certain parts of your life you wish you didn't have it. You know, as I went through the the documents of my father and I look at the different stages and different chapters of his life, and I look at how he ended and how he died, how he loved Jesus, how he honored Jesus, and how he served the Lord in fear and all stuff like that. There are too many lessons in there. Then I come to a realization that when you start life, it is going to be a very lovely thing. Your pursuit from the beginning of your life possibly might not even be Jesus and his kingdom or righteousness, purity, holiness, chastity, or sanctity. It may not be that. You may start your life with the pursuit of your education. You are going for a first degree, a diploma, a first degree, a BA degree, an MA, a PhD. You are going, you know, for something that will put food on your table. But you know, least do we understand that it is God, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18, that gives you power to get well. When he starts from verse number 10, Deuteronomy 8 and verse number 10, the Bible talks about some few things. Yeah, the Bible says, and now when thou art eaten, and when you are full, bless the Lord thy God, you know, for the good land he has given you. How I wish this nation understood that. He went to verse number 11 and talked about, he said, beware that you do not forget, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, not, you know, not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I commanded this day. He goes further in verse number 12 and said, least when thou art eaten and you are full, thou, you know, thou hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein. You know, he went further and described in verse number 13, and when you have herds and flocks multiply, you know, when you have herds and abundance of flocks and silver and gold and all that thou hast has multiplied. He said in verse number 14, yeah, don't let your heart be lifted or forget the Lord your God, because at the dutuo do so, now I will refrain, but you know, at the dutuo, but in Penisa at the EM, I will refrain, you know, at the dutuo do so, what time me no one cry, what about who crow, and what kind is here, and all that kind of thing. You can buy a first class ticket for your entire family to travel to the United States. Be careful you don't lift up your heart. Put up this particular version, this particular verse in GNT. Let me read what it says in GNT, verse number 14. Be sure that do not become proud and forget the Lord your God, who rescued you from Egypt, from bondage, where you were slaves. He put it in the message version, in this particular verse. Let me work by the grace of God. He said, make sure you don't become so full of yourself and your things that you know, that you forget that you forget God, your God, the God who delivered you from Egypt, from slavery. He said, be sure, be careful, be sure you do not become so full of yourself. When you wear a Louis Vuitton and a Givenchy, when you wear a Brioni, when you wear an Armani, when you wear a Versace, when you are wearing a Tom Ford, a Calvin Klein, when you are wearing a Roger, when you wear a Calvin Christian, when you are wearing any of these designers who are all dust and all vanity and all going into the pit where they all came from. Dust we are, dust we will return. You know, when you can buy a Mercedes and a Range Rover and a BMW and a Land Cruiser, when you can buy a Rolls Royce and a Bentley, when you can buy a Ferrari, an Aston Martin, a Bugatti, when you can buy any of the cars that are in the world, when you can live at East Legon, Laboni, Cantonments, and West Legon, when you can live in New York, Connecticut, when you can live in the, you know, Broad Lane and Jersey, when you can travel to London and live in nice places like Richmond and go to places very nice in Edgware, in places in Edgware or in, you know, central London zone one, like Knightsbridge, like Oxford Street and all stuff like that. Be careful you do not lift up yourself and lift up your shoulders. Don't become full of yourself and do not forget God, your God, the God who delivered you from Egypt. Do not, because I'm telling you, I dear back on the one who can answer, will be a scaffia beer or a bema and penachian a bebana so a mape, a mape, a mape, or James who in your skin test, who a pema, you know what you, yeah, to the end, I'll be a mape for. I'm not talking about your past. Who could the Bible? Egu super ma ubi tia na ohim opi ubi. Ubi tia ya o ti damwe opi ubi. Especially on when you na wunfi di doso. O sorry ano pansa na ubi tuwa namu idi kain ya idi kain refa. Fisi bi abawa namu idi kain ofa akwe kosi no. Ebi ana fidi no esibreda no. On when you. From when you and any baby, one more brown soon will move you. From when you, I'm telling you, when I'm a kind of radio, so an uncle for him, she show. Miss, I dear be oh, we are on Chawan's answers. Maybe I can be at you. Near maybe oh, if you do it, I don't care the church you attend and the preacher that preaches to you. Miss, on check. Oh, fool be here on check. Oh, fool be cool on check. For Bible Nicosia, Unche, will you be one hour by Unche? And some say, Mompe, yeah, me Unche, will be Kununa Hell, Unche, will be Kununa High Diamond, Miss Unche, Tiania. Half other, what you'll be Kunana? Serious Unche, we should have sa, we should have sa. Come a canoe cratcher, no fast, even more about not what they yell, Juma. When you are sorry, no, for the intinia, waha will be about for the intin or crayon to binka. A dear Bakwama, no, because when you can't cry, and you can now be time, you know what tiny, what tinitin will crap on him when you power can somewhere, Yano Creno or mining nature, you know. There's a moment when you're in the entire, I am going to talk the mind of God to you. Who pet. I'm telling you the heart of God. Tia! Missy Tia! Ubetie pa! Ubetie! Ubetie! Ubetie na pere ya. Ya wuntie no wuntie sasai. Meka samwa si wuntie. Ya 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 ne senso. Sa sa wuntie sasai. Boss! Of fact, girl, where you mean, Obi Yere. Boss, Mr. Winch. And may your honorable food be no more than the honorable, and then I may catch it out. Winch was as he said. Obi besides an other, and I saw for Timmy Castle. Medjuman, no, oh, my, Medjuman. Dear Wama, Medjuman, no, near what the mammon, I beg you catch it. Honorable Mr. Winch. Some man who are more far or more far boy here in Machina, Messa Winche. You know, a German memo, be made the pan with Sini. When we yambe to chill at each him, I'm telling you, be catch them a Jamaica on a gun uncle. Young penny for the brim of rapper, and young one, yes, some penny for me. I'm telling you, a Jamai dear, minima dear Jamaya yama, generation we, a Jamai. Edramine. We yamushia show Edramine. Sister, remember. I'm looking at, you know, it has become very normal. Ubi ni ubi yada, one na wo, but owa yire, oye sofo, but eno nyehwe. Enyehwe saying, you are not qualified to preach this. Anybody that is preaching this must have standards. God has standards. Just like Ghana Army, you can't just enter. There are standards. Just like you can't go to the police service. There are standards.
you need to meet. There are criteria you need to be eligible to. You cannot go into nursing except you have certain qualification and certain standards. You cannot be, listen, a medical doctor, a surgeon, or a whatever without standards. You cannot do it the way you like it. We don't work like that. You know, you cannot go into the IGP's office and he is smoking weed. No. No, no, no. The moment you are wearing uniform, Akeshele. Akeshele! You cannot be a police officer with beard. You cannot be a police officer with locks. You cannot be a police officer with piercing. And until I'm in one say nonsense, police for it to me uniform. No, our budget. Mufri, my wine, why not the uniform? The mamma. Munyan say, who no no? Raw uniform, the door. Brazini, our budget. Raw uniform, the door. Brazini, our shape. Raw uniform. I see Afrobia near the uniform I show. Rame Jimmy. Rame Jimmy. Rame Jimmy. I see Afrobia near the uniform I show. Missy Prosini nya boje. Prosini nya rasta. Prosini masoma dear. Prosini be anywa wachichiri we see na no. Obia! Ube hunu bisa. Missy on ratadian. Ratadian no! You don't deserve to be an officer of law. Am I clapping for some glory to the name of the Lord? Say, who no be Adam who didn't know him? We be paid money. You my land guard. I go see vigilante near time uniform here. They say, who no? Answer, who no? Answer, who no? At time uniform here. They shall. And that you man is a copap and crowfoot. So I have a young man who just resigned from the national security. He was telling me, you man, yeah, name this year. I said, no, me a bummer, so near me a bummer, so no mimpe. I said, mean to me, namidam and nana. A drum, I did, yeah, name me say, yeah. Here in Ghana, and you know, that bloodshed everywhere. Because we can't preach the gospel, the real word of God cannot be preached. Mobeko America. The end of that. The end of that. You call that a blessing? Please! Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Listen to the word of God. Ephesians 1 verse number 3. Put the scripture that let us work. Ephesians, the first chapter. The Bible says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So when we talk about this word, it is not tangible. It is not tangible. It is God that will give you all material stuff. But there is a scripture that amazes me, and that is what I will want to build the discourse of today. You know, and I bring my message to work. Listen to the word of God in that particular Luke chapter 12, verse number 15. I'll read a little further for you to be able to get Luke 12, verse number 15. The Bible said, take heed and beware of covetousness, because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. In other words, where you live does not make you anybody. What you drive does not make you any better person than any other body. What you wear does not mean anything. It is just to make you feel good and just to bless you. That's it. Yeah. In next verse, listen to the word of the Lord. I'm building upon this. And then he speak a parable and said, and saying unto them, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And the Bible said that, and he thought within himself that, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to pack my fruit. In other words, I am going to build a bigger, I would do this. I'm going to build, go to verse 18. I'm going to build a bigger, you know, warehouse, a greater, and so that I can pack my fruits and my goods. In verse number 19, the Bible says that, and I will say to my soul, watch this. Thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, my honyo. Eat, drink, and have fun. Verse number 20. But God,
God said unto him, thou fool, this night I will require from thee your soul, and we shall see. Listen to that. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? In verse number 21, interesting verse. So is he that laid up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. There are people who are rich for themselves and not toward God, who regarded not anything that concerns God. No matter what you leave, how great you will become, you know, high you go on the educational ladder, no matter how splendorous you will become, how great your name will become, there is a God. There is a God. Just like there is death. Just like there is a heaven, just like there is a hell, there is God. God is the judge. And then I may catch it up. In Sicilia, God is the judge. And God will judge between the both of you. There is no two ways about that. Where Jahannam may say, a dear be woha, unipaya onche. I'm seriously talking to you. When you know the question will be for fro. I don't know, my imagine, man. Who be, you know the question will be for fro. And you know, dear, washeba. And you know, dear, who tram and ash when we in a dach and we in a power catcher and say, no, but. And I saw the be when you inch. If a person becomes a Christian and they love God, they need to be watchful of certain things. There are certain things that you need to be watchful so that you will become a portrait of Christ and a portrait of an end time Christian. You know, we should be able to watch ourselves. I see in this particular generation, four spirits at work. Number one is the Jezebelic spirit. A spirit of Jezebel is at work in this generation. Yeah. Jezebel wants to control and manipulate people. Yeah. You know, you can have one preacher or one politician or one businessman who feels that I am the don. I must control everybody. If anybody can make it, they need to come and see me first. But you are not God. God can decide to raise anybody else. Yeah. The second spirit that I see in this generation is the Babylonish spirit. Babylon is at work. Number 3, the Luciferian spirit, the spirit of Lucifer is at work. Then the last one, or maybe I'll give this, I'll take the rest to Bible study, is the spirit of Balaam. The Bible describes the spirit of Balaam in 3 ways. The first one is the way of Balaam. The second one is the error of Balaam. The last one, you know, I will put it, let us read the first one, the way of Balaam. 2 Peter chapter 2:15. Put it there right there and let us work. 2 Peter 2:15. Yeah. The way of Balaam. The Bible said, which have forsaken the right way and they have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved wages of unrighteousness. There are wages of unrighteousness. I'm telling the people who work at the ministries, passports office, electricity, we work at VRA Gridco. There are wages of unrighteousness. See, can you hear what I say? We call it the way of Balaam. Highlight that also. The way of Balaam. Jude is only one chapter. The 11th verse. The Bible calls it the error of Balaam. There is an error, but it pertains to the spirit of that Balaam,
we are talking about. Yeah. Verse number 11 of Jude 1. Verse 11. The Bible is talking about, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and run greedily after the arrow of Balaam. There is an arrow. And that arrow is even in the pulpit. If somebody brings a fat offering, he's a good son. It doesn't matter his lifestyle. He's a good son. It's an arrow. It's an arrow. You see all these lovely pastors? You know, the fact that anybody can give me something does not have to taint and manipulate my precision in instruction in the life of that person. Yeah. That person should not buy. You cannot buy the Spirit of God, the altar of God, the presence of God. The anointing of God cannot be bought. I'm serious. Let me tell the church and our leaders, if something is wrong, it is wrong. We don't care who is in power. If it is wrong, it's wrong. Let us look right in their faces and say, with all due respect, Your Excellency, this is an error. This is an error. There are certain errors that breaks the heart. Certain errors. Tell people something that is an error. This country has misplaced and misappropriated priorities. You know, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that I can see 40 something Land Cruisers lined up. It's an error. Your Excellency, with all due respect, I love you, but it is an error. There are people whose salary for the whole month is 400 grand. Your Excellency, to drive one Lexus is $200,000. Therefore, 50 of them line up to break grounds and to commission projects is an error. There are so many wasteful spending in this country that if we will add a little decorum and discretion, we will prosper. A little, just a little, just a little discretion, we will prosper. But because we don't care, it's an error. I'm closing up, people, and I want to say, this is the problem of African leaders. Greed. And this is what sparked the mutiny in Guinea. The mutiny and the rebellion in Guinea. Can't you see the whole world? There is a spirit rising. You, I have told you, be careful. We don't bring you guys from pension to prison. That generation is coming. There is a generation who don't have mercy. There is a generation who don't care about your age. There is a generation. The Bible calls that generation in Proverbs chapter number. But before I read that, let me finish that scripture before I lose myself. There is an error of Balaam for a reward. Anything that we do, it must come with a bribe. An error. Perished in gainsay. There is an error. Proverbs chapter 30. I will show you a generation. They are rising all over the world. It's a generation. And our generation, you know, they don't care about what we believed and we walked in. They don't care. That generation does not really care about what, you know, is what, and, you know, they don't really care. Proverbs. Read that to you. Bring my message to a close. Hallelujah. Was not part of my submission. Let me just, you know, go.
And I look at the level of rebellion. I realize that the church has a work to do, but the church work has to be truthful. It has to be straight. Wone we yiri tifie. Wone ne wone ne ye bi adwene humpre no, because also God is watching all of you. Serious. Let's read from verse number 11, Proverbs 30. The Bible said there is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. Verse 12. The Bible said there is a generation who are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Verse number 13. The Bible said there is a generation, oh, how lofty their eyes are, and their eyelids are lifted up. Next verse will shock you. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords. This generation, they don't care about the poor. They will run you down. This generation, NDC, MPP, hear this. That generation, that saith the Lord, that generation will not care whether you are sick in prison. They will leave you there to rot and die. That generation is coming. In the next 30 years, most of you will be dead. Most of you will be gone. If somebody is 70 years, in the next 30 years, it will be 100. In the next 100 years, none of us will be here, including the children's church. 100 years, none of us will be here. Therefore, there is a leadership, and that leadership may be rising from the streets. The children from the streets, they may be your leaders. Look at this guy in Guinea. He doesn't care jack about you. Yeah, he does not care. He lines up, you know, former ministers, line up and said, everybody submit your passport. You move, I kill you. He doesn't care jack about honorable. We need time for honorability because your honorables are not honorable. Tianiye! Your honorables are not honorable. Now, you want me to blame you? Who did you and I to abontine? When you see abontine, pray why you know what John said go abontine. You see Tony Atambola, and you have to hear what you say. Interchange, yeah. One of my food. Mojare, Papa. Mojare, Yankasa. What is wrong with us? You will build up, you know, a tier 4 interchange. Second in Africa. One of the best in the world. Asana mu pabrochina kwa mu kwa brochina ni wofufu kwa. Ha? Mu shadi wa hu. Ha? Mu go eni akambe ngu kwa hu. Pavement! Ya sheda ye feeling ni aye payment obe kone tim. Tim. Tim kala ebe ebe nyeba. You are sick. Something is absolutely wrong with us. And I'm telling you this morning, repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I'm closing up. Yeah, this is why I love Isaiah chapter 55 from verse number 6. Yeah, I like it. It says, seek the Lord whilst he may be found. Call upon him whilst he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thought, and let them return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Return unto the Lord. I like it when he is telling the Christian to grow in grace. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. That is my last scripture. 2 Peter 3 18. The Bible said, but grow in the knowledge and in the grace of God. Grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Grow! Uba sodini nana wu grow. Wuti asemni nana yem faswa. A dear be on my bedu baby and this is with me abu. Cassa be when this with him cabu. And toko hunu be on my nisoko. A cane said any pie and what by you know jina bon tinke come nominia dear then you pair probably and all that and your fe. When ya dear na ne quanso ne quanso. Yeah. When ya dear na fe ne quanso ne quanso. Maybe your home when you're fit. And we'll be a woman who said, who children? We are Baba Juma, we cover that man. Who person would show mammy, I dear Kura, would command mammy, I'll see me run as a man from middle. Well, Baba Juma, no, no. The Bible said that the wise world, come on, can clap your hands. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 10. And we shall account. Oh, we will account. We will account. We will account. We will account. We must all of us, by now, by now, President Rawlings, President Mills, rich. Your works will be judged. Yeah. What do you mean? Be good gem. Now sorry. Commandu anada nam. You know, God is the judge of motives, your conscience, what is in your heart, not the way you're looking nicely, slick and good sitting in church. Your motives. Adi a wodwene. Ni ewo utim. Ya, uni wunu ya de ade ewo utim de ewo akumem. And I'm going to repeat what I said from the beginning. The jealousy is not necessary. The hatred is not necessary. You know, this pride and this exuding personality is now ya build it up and up. It's not necessary. Calm down, humble yourself. Obin ebe jare watu adakem. Obin ebe shawa tadie. President Rawlings, obin ebe siu to share no. Ansa yeden e tu adakem. Mi papa ko eku se obin ebe fran entoma. Emi yeden a tu adakem abesi akusi no. Humble yourself in the might under the mighty hand of God, and in His season He will lift you up. Yeah, humble yourself. Brawase. And serve the Lord well. You can clap your hands, stand to your feet. There are roads that cars cannot motorably ply on. And in about all the, you know, produce they produce are getting rotten because we can't transport them. There are roads in Ghana that you feel that this is a no-go area. There are communities that have been cut off from basic utility amenities. Cut off. And we are here in the city with wasteful spending and decisions. God is sitting in heaven and He will judge. I like that question that Jesus asked, and I will pose it to you as a church and to the whole of Ghana. How can you escape the domination of hell? How? 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 I catch your father for this out of defeat and you're in the morning. It's your dream, I'm not working out. 2439. You can use time for lottery, air time on television. For lottery, the same time cannot be given for the preaching of the gospel. GTV, tell us why you have shut and changed your name GTV Life. Tell us! Now you have removed that counseling Christian program and now you call it lifestyle. Tell us! Because this nation is becoming antichrist. Antichrist. Oh, man, some grammar kicking you. It's gone. It's in the air. It's gone into the air. And then I walk on. IGTV Life, a place for Christian programs or religious whatever and all that to teach, you know, Bible, Quran, whatever they, you know. No, I don't want GTV Life. Cancelled. We have been in a house over GTV licenses. Same. We are near young when in better. Zongo boys or form no party for crowd or party boys.
What are you talking about? Huh? Party for a crowd on Crawford. What do you mean? Some of our aliens and wound and drop. Still,
Obeka. Now, when you mean any prayer, Casaman. Everadiano Pemi, Hunyamia Casama for the baby. I see a lot of coffee or drills. Raise up by the grace of God. You will arise and you will shine. You will preach in season. You will preach the word in season and out of season. Receive anointing to do exploits. Anointing to be courageous. Anointing to be bold. Anointing to rebuke and bring to order.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people.
Sir, put your right hand on your chest. Play the national anthem. God, stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana on the altar of God. Please, with a lot of I am Shashir, pray for this nation. On my way, Jare, it's not a funny, enye, a good deal, enye, and some kwa. I'm telling you, this nation is sick. We need help. We need help. Stretch your hands and lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Ghana, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. How can somebody travel from Ghana to Morocco to go and study? When we can have those institutions, how can our leaders even travel to UK, America for treatment when they can build better hospitals here in this country and have better aspects and better health professionals working in this country? Papa, why is it that others don't come from the world to this place for medical attention? Give us the Christian character, the Christian discipline, and the Christian training. The fear of God and the vigilance to do what is right in your eyes. In Jesus Christ our Lord. This is what we ask for. It is you who trains and prepare our fingers for battle and our hands, you prepare it for war. We stand here on this August altar of Alabaster International Ministry, an altar you have raised, exalted for your own self and for your own name. My God, I ask in the name of Jesus. I call on the God of Christian Adota to have mercy on this nation. The God of Dark Hayward Mills, have mercy on this nation. The God of the fathers, the God of Alabaster, have mercy on Ghana. Have mercy on God. I want you to pray for yourself. You can take off your hand and put it on your chest and pray for yourself. We are asking in the name of the Lord Jesus, my God, your right hand is on your chest. You're praying for yourself. Wherever you'll be going this week, whatever you'll be doing, we bring it before the throne of God in 30 seconds. Somebody prophesy a right way ahead of you that, you know, in the name of Jesus, surely, surely, surely shall be well with you. Surely
It will be well with you. Hallelujah.
Father, I pray, honoring you, I give you all the glory. I lift up thanksgiving in the name of Jesus because you are a good God. When Ebola came, you delivered this nation. When Corona came, you have given us extreme exemption to the point that our numbers are not what they predicted it to be when the international people were predicting. I want to thank you for your goodness and provisions. I bring my president before you and I'm asking for grace. I'm asking for mercy for the government in power. I make intercession for the prisoner and for the person that is sick. I make intercession for the underprivileged and the misfortunate. I am asking in the name of Jesus that you will reach out your merciful hand and heal the sick and deliver the afflicted. And to the person that is destitute, have mercy. Connect people. Use us to help the vulnerable and the poor. Use us to help them. Now I pray in the name of Jesus that your goodness will spread out. And as your people go forth into this week, the covenant blessing of Inshamu, Inshamu, Inshamkwa will be their portion. So I declare and say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord favor you and lift you. May the Lord surround you and protect you. May the Lord fight for you. I engage the sword of the Lord to go ahead of you. May the angel of God encamp round about you in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. May your helpers come forth. Destiny helpers, appointed helpers, facilitating helpers, prophetic helpers. Let them come forth. Let the noise in the church stop. Let the chaos in the nation stop. May we come to the place of the fear of God to do all things in orderly, and that which is right and that which is just. In Jesus' precious name, I give you thanks. You are a faith rewarding, covenant keeping God. Be exalted. In Jesus' precious name, I pray for families. I pray for marriages. I pray for homes. Show us your glory. Be merciful to us. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Oh, give him a shout at the W3 service. Oh, hallelujah. Sweet melodies, the Lord bless you. I'm on Sun Television, GM, God bless you. Facebook, God bless you. YouTube and podcast, thank you for joining us today.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.